MasterCard closes 1.8B BVNK deal to own stablecoin rails. MasterCard has completed its acquisition of stablecoin payments firm BVNK, closing a deal valued at roughly $1.8 billion, according to a company statement reported on August 4, 2026. The purchase gives the card network direct ownership of infrastructure that moves money in and out of dollar peg tokens like USDC and USDT for banks, fintechs, and enterprises. The timing lands in a flat market. Bitcoin traded near 63,644 and Ether near $1,861 as of August 4, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 37 or fear. The deal is not a reaction to price. It is a structural bet that stablecoins become part of mainstream payment flows regardless of where spot markets sit on any given week. The pipes, not the tokens, BVNK's business is unglamorous and exactly what a card network wants. It builds the connective layer between traditional bank accounts and stablecoin ledgers, accepting a payment in fiat, settling it in USDC or USDT, and delivering it out the other side in local currency. Cross-border payroll, merchant settlement, and treasury operations are the core use cases. MasterCard framed the tie-up as a way to help banks, fintechs, and enterprises expand stablecoin payments without each institution building its own compliance, custody, and conversion stack. That last point matters. The hard part of stablecoin payments is rarely the blockchain transfer itself. It is the on-ramp and off-ramp, the licensing, and the reconciliation with existing banking systems. BVNK sells that plumbing as a service. Owning it outright, rather than partnering, changes the calculus. MasterCard can now bundle stablecoin settlement into the products it already sells to thousands of card-issuing banks. Card networks stop watching and start buying. For most of the past 2 years, Visa and MasterCard talked about stablecoins in pilot language. Experiments, trials, select corridors. This deal is different in kind. A $1.8 billion cash acquisition of a settlement company is a permanent commitment, not a sandbox. It also fits a wider pattern. Traditional payment giants have been folding stablecoin capability into their networks through partnership and acquisition. As seen with the OpenUSD launch backed by Visa, MasterCard, and Stripe earlier this summer, the direction is consistent. Stablecoins move from a crypto-native niche toward the backbone of everyday value transfer. Regulators have been circling the same question of whether these instruments are efficient enough to trust at scale. The Bank of Italy recently argued that the real test of a stablecoin is how cleanly it converts back to cash at par, which is precisely the friction point BVNK's rails are built to smooth. Consequences for cards and spending. The link to consumer crypto cards is indirect but real. Most cards branded crypto today convert a token to fiat at the moment of purchase, then settle over the standard MasterCard or Visa network. A growing share settle in stablecoins like USDC and USDT rather than volatile assets, which removes price risk between top-up and spend. If MasterCard controls the settlement layer that converts those stablecoins, it can shorten the chain between a user's balance and a merchant's bank account. That could lower the conversion spread that quietly sits on top of the disclosed card fee, which today often includes a network markup near 0.5 to 0.9%, plus a crypto to fiat spread at the point of sale. Nothing about this deal guarantees cheaper cards. It does put the machinery to make them cheaper under one roof. The near-term winners are business users. Firms running payroll or supplier payments across borders through a MasterCard networked product gain a settlement path that a card network now owns and stands behind.